我们每次听法的时候呢，都要怎么样？像刚刚念这个开经记这样讲，要觉得怎么样？很难得，我们能得人生，能闻佛法，是很不容易的。所以我用这样的心来听闻佛法的时候，我们也比较会珍视我们有这个福报来听闻佛法，也会得到佛法的利益。
So every time when we attend Dharma talks, we should, just like the verses for beginning sutra says, really cherish the opportunity to hear the Dharma, because it is very difficult to encounter such precious Dharma.
好。不是要帮忙看一下。好，大家还记得上次讲到第几个愿吗？哈
？So do you still remember which vow we were talking about last talk?
上次我们讲到十个愿呐，哈。好，我们一直提到说，这个四十八愿，阿弥陀佛的四十八大愿呢，我们一定要认为每个愿跟我们有没有关系？有关系还没关系？一定要觉得有关系。如果我们觉得没关系的话，这个阿弥陀佛的愿就真的跟我们没关系。因为佛成就的愿，上次有提过，佛的福报可不可以给众生分享？可以，佛菩萨可以有他受用。所以所有极乐世界的种种成就，就是阿弥陀佛的福报，那他愿意给众生分享。但是如果你不觉得跟我们不觉得这个愿跟我们有关的话，我们是没办法享用到阿弥陀佛的福报，就是他要帮助我们修行这个福报，我们就没办法享用到。那就譬如说诸位菩萨来东出禅寺，对不对？喜不喜欢来东出禅寺？喜欢。那你喜欢东出禅寺什么地方吸引诸位菩萨来？可不可以讲一下？佛法，有人要来听闻佛法的。好，还有呢？修禅。好，还有呢？除了这个，安心，觉得来这里很安心，还有没有？有没有人是因为饭菜很好吃来的？哎，有人摇头。刚开始接触的时候，有人是不是因为饭菜好吃来的？有可能嘛，对不对？哦，那还有什么可能来？除了我们刚刚讲的，有没有人是因为这边的莲友很温暖来的？哈，就觉得这里的菩萨哎很温暖，莲友很好，因为莲友来的。好，所以呢，这是不是一样？一个环境会吸引我们来，就有吸引我们的点。所以你四十八愿越清楚的话，你就会觉得发现每一愿，你可以多观想去了解每一个愿，你就会觉得哇，比如说我喜欢很多善知识莲友，这些温暖的莲友都在的话，那极乐世界呢？哇，那不得了！极乐世界是诸上善人哎，那我们就会觉得这个愿跟我们怎么样很相应，我们就会觉得说，哎，为了这个愿我要去。所以四十八愿每一愿都可以去找到，不一定每个人相应哪个愿啊，吼，可是就像刚刚讲，可能有些人对饭菜很好吃不一定能吸引他来，可是有些人是吸引他。那四十八愿可能有些愿是怎么样吸引我们的，我们喜欢好药的，那我们就会跟四十八愿跟阿弥陀佛有连结，因为他四十八愿是从多少个佛国里挑出来的，有没有印象？才两百多个吗？阿弥陀佛从 211亿个佛国度里头，不管是有善有恶的佛净土，就是每个佛成就的，有些在秽土成佛，有的在净土成佛，他在那么多的佛国净土里面去挑出了这48愿，他认为这个佛觉得这48愿怎么样是最好的，最有机会帮助众生修行，也吸引众生来极乐世界的愿，是这样挑出来的。所以我刚刚说一个地方会让我们喜欢去，我们要去找那个点，多想想48愿里哦，哪个地方其实每一愿都能帮助我们修行，可是我们怎么跟它连接的很紧密，就是我们要对这个愿很清楚，然后我们就会很好要想要去西方极乐世界哦，所以很重要。所以诸位菩萨都有听过对不对，我也常听到这个莲友要带什么孙子或者带孩子去干嘛，考大学前要先去干嘛，要先去大学干嘛，先去参观，有没有？有些他先去看说哦，哪几个大学可能是我想要去读的，对不对？想象的是一回事，他还希望自己去干嘛，去真的去校园去了解，诶，这个学校给我的感觉我喜不喜欢。那小孩子爸爸妈妈爷爷奶奶可能都会陪小孩去那个学校去看看，是不是？那这小孩去看一看就会心里有没有有数，他就会想说哦，这一所学校是我要读的，那他选好之后会不会增加他的用功努力，会不会？因为他自愿跳出来之后，他就觉得我想读这间学校，我就会很努力的去怎么样读书，然后做各方面的努力，最后希望就读他心中想读的学校，是不是？这个也一样，所以必须对48愿很清楚之后，心中就会升起怎么样，我好想去那个环境修学佛法，那自然而然因为这个愿之后，你就会在修行上会很努力，跟这个阿弥陀佛的愿力相应，然后可以为了我们的菩提道，为了成佛之道而往生去西方学习。所以这48愿就是跟我们很有关系，所以我们要怎么样把佛的力量转为自己的力量，就是要对这48愿很了解，这48愿已经成就了。那阿弥陀佛请问是现在佛还是未来佛还是过去佛？现在佛，他现在已经在西方极乐界，他是才成佛时节而已，对阿弥陀佛来讲他成佛的时间还很短，因为阿弥陀佛叫什么佛？无量寿佛，所以他刚成佛不久，那只是我们有没有跟阿弥陀佛有缘，就在我们有没有认识，有没有修这个法门，有没有机会。那有些人可能想啊，我不是修这个法门的，那如果我们有时候我们不是这个修这个法门，但是我们可不可以用这个法门帮别人？可以啊，哦，因为净土法门叫三根普被，就什么根基都皆宜。所以曾经有个法师到那个台湾的澎湖啊，澎湖算是离什么离岛的小岛哦。那他去到那边弘法的时候，他是学什么打坐的，然后一去小岛里面，年轻人都出外去干嘛？去打拼事业赚钱嘛。那离什么离岛的地方工作机会比较少，所以留在岛上的什么年龄的比较多？老年人比较多。所以他也去那边想说哇，怎么分享让他们得到佛法的利益，因为年纪大很多自然就会觉得他打坐不行， 那个是观念上的问题啦。当然打坐有很多种方式，师父教的方法是行住坐卧都可以，可是他们第一个就会想到要坐，那老人家就觉得怎么样，我坐不住，我没办法坐，所以这个法门就很难怎么样，很不容易让很多人亲近嘛，所以这个法师就怎么样，就分享什么法门，在那里就是讲什么净土法门、念佛法门，让这些众生可以获益，因为同样是法门都能让众生成佛。所以有时候我们可能不是修这个法门，可是我们身边很多人会因为这个法门得度，我们多了解，除了帮助我们自己，也可以帮助周边有缘的众生。好，
嗯，翻一下。So in our last talk, we already covered up to Amitabha Buddha's vows, up to 10 vows. And do you feel that those vows of Amitabha Buddha are related to us? Or do you feel they're irrelevant? They're just Amitabha Buddha's vows, not have nothing to do with us. Actually, you have to feel that those vows are relevant to yourself, then you can really benefit from them. It is true that those vows in the Pure Land is built by Amitabha Buddha's virtues and the blessings, but Amitabha Buddha built the Pure Land to share with us. Can be shared with us? Yes. Amitabha Buddha's virtuous blessings can be shared with us if we are willing to accept and to feel his vows are dedicated and related to us and help us to practice. For example, do you all like to come to Chan Meditation Center? Yes. So what attracts you? What qualities of Chan Meditation Center really attracts you and makes you like to come here? Perhaps some people would say it's about the Buddha Dhamma that I like to come here. And some people say, well, I like the Chan practice here. And some people might come here just because they feel they're settled, their mind is peaceful. It's also possible that some people just came here because they like the food here. The food is delicious. It's all possible. It's also possible that some people come here because they really enjoy the friendship here. There are a lot of good friends and good knowing advisors here. So overall, they feel the environment is welcoming, is warm, and is benefiting them. So all those qualities and traits of Chan Meditation Center attract people to come here. So it's the same thing. When we know more about the 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha, we can really get to know the environment of the Pure Land that built by the Amitabha Buddha. And we would be able to not only understand what the environment would look like, but also what type of friends or good knowing advisors would be in the Pure Land. And we can also visualize the Pure Land often and practice this way. But some people might say that, yes, the 48 vows attracts a lot of people, but each people might feel related or really like one or two things of those 48 vows, and that's quite okay. Because the 48 vows are abstracted from, and do you remember how many Buddha lands that Amitabha Buddha visited, be able to build his own Pure Land? It's, yes, it's 21 billion. 21 billions of Pure Lands that Amitabha Buddha visited and be able to extract the best qualities he believed that would attract the most people to come to his Pure Land. So each vow might attract different kinds of people or people that feel affinity to. Overall, Amitabha Buddha built his Pure Land to make people really want to go there by having so many good qualities and build such a wonderful superior environment. So we should often ponder over the 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha. For example, if you have children, if you have children that want to go to college, usually your parents would take their children to visit a school beforehand to really get to know the school, let your children really get to know the school. Because in this way, if this is a school that the children feel affinity to or really like to go to, then they will study really hard to get to that school. By the same reason, if we get to know the Pure Land by understanding the 48 vows that build the Pure Land, then we will really give us the confidence and also the desire to go to the Pure Land. And in this way, we will also practice harder to be able to be reborn in the Pure Land. So if we understand the 48 vows, really get to know those vows, we can practice harder in this way and align our vows in accordance with Amitabha Buddha's vows and walk the Bodhisattva path. And in this way, Amitabha Buddha can really help us, can share his blessings and virtues with us in this way. Do you know, is Amitabha Buddha a present Buddha or past Buddha or future Buddha? Yes, actually, the Amitabha Buddha is a Buddha in our present time. He is considered as the infinite time of Buddha. And so we need to really cherish this opportunity to learn his vows so we can really get to know the Pure Land method. Even though you don't practice the Pure Land method, that's okay, because if you get to know the Pure Land method, you can still help others if the Pure Land method really suits them. For example, one of the monastics went to an island called Penghu to preach Dharma. But in that place, a lot of young people went out to make a living. So there are a lot of senior people left. So if you teach meditation, seated meditation to these senior people, they might say, well, I don't really feel like meditation because maybe my knees are not good. It's just not suitable for me. So the meditation method might not be easy for these senior people, but the monastic teach them to chant Buddha's names and practice Pure Land method, and that really suits them. So you see, even you don't practice the Pure Land method yourself, it's still very beneficial to learn, understand the Pure Land method, because maybe one day you can help others to practice this method.
好，接下来讲第十一大愿。第十一大愿是住正定聚愿，设我得佛，国中人天不住定聚，必至灭度者，不取正觉。这个愿呢，也有另外一个名字，就是什么？必成正觉愿，就是一定可以成佛的愿。
So we'll talk about the next vow, which is the 11th vow of the Amitabha Buddha. The vows of dwelling in the definitely assured state. And this vow has another name, that is the vows of definitely achieving Buddhahood.
所以这个愿好不好？只要能够去到极乐世界，没有一个不成佛的。这个愿就是这样，而且已经成就哈。所以这个大家知道，这个定聚哈，我们众生分三大类，一种叫做什么邪定聚，那还有一种叫不定聚，一个叫正定聚。邪定聚就是定于邪，这样的众生就是属于不信三宝的众生群，这样的众生。就会 堕到六趣里头。好，那第二种就是不一定，叫不定聚，他遇到善的因缘就怎么样，就上升，可能到三个善道。如果遇到什么不善的因缘，也会造恶业，就堕到三恶趣。所以他的这个生成啊，就是他要往上提升或往下堕，就决定他遇到谁，好，叫不定聚。第三种就是这里讲的正定聚，就是这样的众生是绝对能够升起什么正知正戒的众生，而且一定能够什么正悟，叫正定聚。所以在极乐世界里头有几句啊，刚刚讲三句，那在极乐世界有哪一句？他只有正定聚，他没有其他众生。在娑婆世界有几种？哎，娑婆世界三种都有，极乐世界就只有正定聚啊。
So the 11th vow talks about that in the Pure Land there's definitely just one definitely assured state, the state that everyone will reach Buddhahood eventually. Is this a wonderful, great vow? Yes, it is great because it says eventually you will reach Nirvana and Buddhahood. So in the Saha world, for sentient beings, there are actually three kinds of state, mind state. One kind, the first kind is that some sentient beings dwell on the evil beliefs, evil views. They do not believe Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha at all. And those sentient beings will fall into the evil paths. That's the first kind. The second kind of sentient beings, they don't have a fixed view on things. So what they turn into really depends on what kind of conditions, opportunities, or people they encounter. If they encounter good people and a good condition environment, they will develop a good view, right views, and be good. But if they encounter with bad situations or bad conditions or evil views, they will also fall into three evil paths. So what they turn into really depends on what situations they encounter with. That's the second type. The third type is what's described in the Pure Land. That is, the sentient beings have the right view. They dwell on the assured state. And they dwell on the state that will eventually lead them to the Buddhahood. So in the Pure Land, the bliss world, there's only the right assured state.
所以呢，这个愿很重要，因为大家想想，在娑婆世界，我们的修行常常是怎么样，进进退退，对不对？很容易退堕，那个菩提心发起来，过一阵子又怎么样？又觉得修行困难啊，或遇到什么逆缘，就怎么样，就又退了哈。那极乐世界它这个正定聚就是都有正知正见嘛，所以它就能够怎么样保持不退菩提心，只会前进不会怎么样往后退。
So this is really important. Just like us, practitioners, we often go backwards, or practice sometimes will go backwards. If we encounter adverse conditions, we might feel, oh, this practice is too hard or too time-consuming, etc. So if you can reborn in the Pure Land, it guarantees that you will not retrogress. Instead, you will only move forward. So that's really great.
好，所以我们知道娑婆世界，我们这个世界有五个退缘，好，很容易让我们怎么样退失菩提心的因缘。比如是像短命多病，或者呢可能周遭会遇到什么恶知识，我们想修行他就会说什么你怎么样阻碍我们修行， 好，就觉得哎，找大家出去玩比较好，就不要来休息。好，第三个就是说，就会告诉你，哎呀，你好不容易哈都退休了，应该好好去怎么样去玩一玩啊哈，干嘛每天要来道场哈？当义工啊，做什么忙的这么忙哈？感觉好像是为别人忙，他们会这么认为嘛哈？何必这么忙？就是阻挠我们来修行。那还有第三个，就有可能就是很多是附佛法的外道，外表好像感觉是什么？好像是佛法，实际上不是真正的正信的佛法。好，还有第四个原因就是怎么样？我们娑婆世界的什么外缘，好不好？很多什么外在六尘、五欲六尘的境界，都是什么诱惑我们众生的心。好，那第五个原因就是我们在这个世界，我们不容易常常看到佛，对不对？基本上在现在是没有遇到佛嘛，对我们来凡夫众生来讲，就缺乏遇到佛来给我们教化。好，这个是娑婆世界五个退缘。那相反的，极乐世界就是什么？五个圣事，就是会保证我们前进的。就相反，刚刚是短命多病，那极乐世界是什么？命很长又没有病哦。然后第二个呢？它叫做圣旅提息，就是周遭都是诸大善知识、哦、这相反。那第三个只有听到什么纯正的佛法，你不会有遇到附佛法外道、哦、第四个就是说周遭的环境都是什么清净的。极乐世界有没有五尘？有没有五尘啊？有，但是它是清净的，他所有环境都是帮助我们修行，不是让我们退失道心的，所以环境是清净无染的。那第五个就是在极乐世界要供养啊，遇到佛容不容易？太容易了，哎，非常容易，后面讲都可以讲到的哈。所以他常常可以遇到佛，我们可以去听闻佛法，遇到亲自佛给我们教化。
So in the Saha world, there are five conditions that are considered that cause us go backwards in our practice. They are first, short lifespan and illness. And the second, the ill advisors, the bad advisors. For example, like some of our friends will say, oh, you're already retired. Why are you so busy and work as volunteers? You're busy for others. Why would you do that? You should come with us and have fun. So that type of people give you ill advice. And the third bad condition is you will encounter outpaced followers. They may appear as Buddhists, but they are not really. They actually practice outpaced. The fourth adverse condition you may encounter is because of your five human beings have desires for outside stuff. The five desires will lead you, distract you from your practice. And the last adverse condition in the Saha world is you will not encounter Buddha. You will not have the opportunity to hear Buddha preach Dhamma. So in the Pure Land of Bliss World, you will have all five favorable conditions to practice. First, you will have very long lifespan to practice. Second, you will have a lot of good knowing advisors to help you. And third, you won't encounter outpaced followers because they're only people practice Dhamma, the right Dhamma. And fourth, the environment is really pure, undefiled, even though you still have outside dusts, but they are all pure. They all lead to practice. And the last one that is that you will have the opportunity to see the Buddha, to encounter with Buddha, and to hear his teachings.
好，那第十二个愿呢，就是什么？光明无量愿， 设我得佛光明有能限量下至不照百千亿那由他诸佛国者不取正觉。
The next vow, the 12th vow is the vows of unlimited light. If when I attain Buddhahood, my light should be limited, unable to illuminate at least 100,000 coyotes of Nayutas of Buddha lands, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
这个愿呢，就是，所以我们常常称阿弥陀佛，称另外一个称号是什么佛？无量什么？无量光佛嘛，哦，那光明对我们来讲有没有帮助？为什么要光明无量？你看我们过年都要点什么灯？光明灯嘛，所以很重要。就是我们常常都在什么烦恼、愚痴、黑暗之中嘛，就是我们众生怎么样有烦恼的障蔽，就常常在黑暗里头，哦，那佛的光呢，可以给我们加持，哦，那佛的光明有十二个称赞佛光明的称号，哦，有无量光佛、无边光佛、无碍光佛，就是没有障碍，无碍光佛。接下来无对光佛，没有个光可以跟什么阿弥陀佛的光比的。第五个称号叫阎王光佛，就光中什么之王。第六个呢是清净光佛。第七个欢喜光佛，阿弥陀佛光明只要照到我们，我们就会什么生欢喜，欢喜光佛。第八个是什么智慧光，哦，第九个是不断光佛，就是阿弥陀佛的光是不会间断的。那第十个叫难思光佛，就是不可思议的光明，哦，第十一个叫无称光佛，就是我们没办法用我们的口语去称赞出来的光明，好，无称光佛。第十二个叫超日月光佛，这都形容阿弥陀佛的光明不可思议。
So, this vow, according to this vow, we know that the Amitabha Buddha has another name, the Buddha of immeasurable unlimited light, right?So that's where the another name comes from. So does unlimited light or immeasurable light really help us? Yes, they are. For example, during Chinese New Year, we always like to light lamps. Or why do we do that? Because we sentient beings have a lot of vexations, we have a lot of ignorance, and we are always in darkness. So we really need the light to guide us. So Amitabha Buddha's light has 12 different qualities or traits that people describe his light. It is described as immeasurable light. It is described as unobstructible light. It's also the light. It's also described as incomparable light, and also the king of the light, the purity of the light, the joy of the light, the wisdom of the light, and the continuity of the light, and inconceivable light, and the light beyond any praise.Or the light beyond the sun and the moon. So all these 12 names are used to describe the qualities of the light of Amitabha Buddha.
好，所以阿弥陀佛的光是不是我们世间看所能看到物质发射出来的，像什么电灯的光啊，哈，日光、月光，不是这种有形有相的，哈。阿弥陀佛的光是什么？无形有力的光，就是慈悲光和智慧光。好，
So the light of Amitabha Buddha is not the physical light. It is the light of wisdom and the light of compassion.
好，我们知道这个光明呢，阿弥陀佛的光明其实对我们众生现身就有帮助，就是我们活着就可以得到阿弥陀佛光明的片照，就能够让我们受用。为什么呢？在第33愿哈，后面会提到，就是只要我们众生遇到阿弥陀佛的光明呢，触到我们的身体，我们的身心当下就柔软，超过人天。就是为什么我们遇到阿弥陀佛的光会身心会柔软呢？因为阿弥陀佛的光呢，可以让我们自然的哈，三垢消灭。三垢是指贪嗔痴烦恼，自然能让我们嘛灭除这些什么障碍业障，可以消除。所以贪嗔痴烦恼会什么消除，自然就可以生出善心。因为烦恼消除，自然就会怎么样，善心出现。所以这是阿弥陀佛的光明现身就可以带给我们受用的。
So, the Amitabha Buddha's light can really benefit us, and it is mentioned later, in the 33rd vows that once we touched by Amitabha Buddha's light, our body and mind will immediately soften. Why is that? Because once we are touched by the Amitabha Buddha's light, our greed, hatred, and ignorance will be dissolved immediately, and that gives rise us to the wholesome mind.
好，大家有去助念的经验吗？那我们去助念都念什么？阿弥陀佛，对不对？所以很多可能在往生者刚往生的时候，他的相貌可能恐惧害怕，所以他呈现的相貌是怎么样？脸色各方面不是很好看。但是经过怎么样？经过我们的助念啊，念阿弥陀佛圣号之后，有佛的佛号光明加倍之后，很多往生者的什么脸相都变得什么柔和，甚至于红润，是不是？这是我们可以看到的，所以对活人有用，对亡者也有用。
So have you all have the experience of giving the chanting service to deceased people? If you have, you may notice that when people just pass away, usually they are maybe out of fear and anger or whatever reasons, they're very tensed up. Their face, the color of their face do not look good. But after we give them the chanting service, we chant Amitabha Buddha's name, and eventually the deceased people will turn, the face of deceased people will turn to a good color, somewhat like red, and their body will soften a lot. So Amitabha, chanting Amitabha Buddha's name is not only helpful for people that still alive, but also good for people that passed away.
好，那个刚刚讲是对活的人，还有我们刚刚讲刚往生中阴身的，那对三恶道众生有没有帮助？佛陀的光明呢，就阿弥陀佛的光明呢，可以帮助在三恶道的众生，他见到阿弥陀佛光明就可以得到休息。大家知道，比如在地狱道众生受苦，时间长不长？大家读诵经典都知道嘛，几乎受痛苦是没有止息的，没间断的。可是只要有佛的光明照耀，他的痛苦就可以怎么止息。那一期的什么业报受完之后，因为阿弥陀佛光明加持，也可以让我们得解脱。这就是阿弥陀佛的光明对我们众生的受用是非常大的。
So Amitabha Buddha's name, it really helps to relieve the people just passed away or people that are still alive. But the name, chanting his name can also help sentient beings who already fallen into the three evil realms and relieve them from the three evil realms temporarily. For example, we know in the hell realm, sentient beings suffer a lot without any rest. But once they hear Amitabha Buddha's name, they will get a temporary relief. And after they serve their term in the hell, eventually they will be able to get liberated by chanting Buddha's name.
好，那请问诸位菩萨，有没有照到阿弥陀佛的光？你们有没有照到阿弥陀佛的光？
So I want to ask you, do you feel you're touched by the Amitabha Buddha's light?
阿弥陀佛的愿就已经讲什么？他的光明已经遍照怎么样？超过百千，那由他就是亿了哈，百千亿亿诸佛国。我们这个娑婆世界什么算一个佛的世界，那他是超过这么多亿佛国，所以我们有没有照到？有照到哈，如果没有照到呢，那不能怪阿弥陀佛。因为我们说太阳光，大家正常太阳光有出来有没有看？看不看得到？看得到，但是如果是眼睛瞎的人，可能就会觉得怎么样？没看到太阳光。可是太阳光有没有？有。所以阿弥陀佛光其实是一直照的，只是我们有没有跟阿弥陀佛相应？就太阳光一直照，因为我们众生呢，平常的心都在六尘怎么样攀缘嘛，所以我们的心是叫是被觉和什么合成嘛，不是佛的心，我们就常常要去攀缘六缘，外什么六尘的境界，然后起烦恼嘛，所以跟佛的觉性光明不相应嘛。那是我们众生，可是如果我们只要转念就可以怎么样被成合觉，那我们一念转过来我们就怎么样见到佛的光明。
So I want to ask you, do you feel that we are already in Amitabha Buddha's light or illuminated by the Amitabha Buddha's light? And the answer is yes, because just like the 12th vow describedThat Amitabha Buddha's light illuminate at least 100,000 Koidis Nayodas of Buddha lands. So it is very broad and ever present. And we are definitely touched or illuminated by his light. But if you don't feel that, it is because your mind is so occupied.Busy with the six dusts in outside environment, attached to outside environment, and give rise to vexations that you don't feel the energy or the Amitabha Buddha's vows. It's just like the sunlight is always there, is ever present, but blind people may not feel about it. It's not the sunlight problem, it's really the blindness that obstructs you from feel the light. So if sentient beings are able to break their attachment to the illusory outside environment, but turn around just by one thought, they will be able to correspond with Amitabha Buddha's light.
好，所以大家知道阿弥陀佛的光明，这个光明是指的佛的光有两种，一种叫常光，平常一直昼夜都放的光，平常的光叫常光，另外一种叫什么光？放光，两种。那常光就是这边没有看到，有些佛像大家有看到后头有什么像月亮圆形的，那就是随时都在啊，有没有像月亮形佛像都会这样去照佛像嘛，有时候会有照常光这样的造型，这就是 常光哈、哦、啊，放光就是说特殊的时候佛会用什么放光的方式来加持我们众生。比如说我们众生有障碍，没办法听闻佛法，佛就会怎么样放光，放光就可以让众生什么消除业障，可以听闻佛法。那其实放光很多种啦，有的是胸口放光，有的是什么眉间头顶放光，就看众生根基是哪一种，佛陀什么因缘他就会用他的光明加倍众生、哦、基本上有这两种。那这里指的是什么光，大家猜是常光还是放光？哦，这是常光、哦、大家知道这个阿弥陀佛放常光照的远不远？那释迦牟尼佛的常光有没有很像阿弥陀佛这么亮？常光，阿弥陀佛如果是这个释迦牟尼佛示现的这个叫化应身佛的话呢，他的常光只有一由旬啊，没有很远啊。阿弥陀佛叫光中极尊，就是最光明的一尊佛，因为他的愿力的关系，所以他的常光可以照这么超越百千亿那由他诸佛国，所以这是不一样的哈、哦。诸佛因为愿力不同，他呈现出来的不太一样。应身佛来讲，那阿弥陀佛的光明是什么？光明里头称王的啦，就是他的愿力。
So there are two kinds of light.That emanated by Buddhas. One is called the ever-present light. It's like the moon-shaped light in the background of the Buddha statue. Here we don't have it, but usually you will see in the background of the Buddha statue. That is called ever-present light. The second type is the light that Buddha will emanate for special occasions, under special conditions.For example, they emitted light to help you remove obstructions for you to hear the Dhamma. And they usually will emit light from the chest. It could be emitted from the chest or from the middle of the eyebrows or from their crowns. So is ever-present light can be reached very far? Yes. And for Amitabha Buddha,his ever-present light can, just like the vows described, it can reach a hundred thousand koitis of Nayutas of Buddha lands. And just so you know, Shakyamuni Buddha, the response body of Shakyamuni Buddha can emanate light, can reach just one koitis of Nayutas of Buddha lands. So just by comparison, you know, becauseEach Buddha has different vows. For Amitabha Buddha, his light is really the king of all lights, can reach the forest.
好，所以这个是阿弥陀佛的愿力哈，因为他希望他的光明可以加持无量的众生，好，让所有众生受益哈。这个是第十二大愿。
Because this is a vow of the Amitabha Buddha, and he wants to use his light to reach all sentient beings to empower them. So this is the 12th vow.
好，所以大家如果觉得最近怎么样，好像不太有光明的时候，要做什么事？哈，我们要常常意念佛号的光明。佛号本身就有光明，只要心里意念或称念。阿弥陀佛的圣号就能够接受到阿弥陀佛的光明照耀。
So if you feel a little down recently, you don't feel bright, and what should you do? You should chant Amitabha Buddha's name, because by chanting Amitabha Buddha's name, itself carries the light.
好。接下来介绍第十三大愿是什么？ 寿命无量愿，设我得佛寿命有能限量，下至百千亿，那由他劫者不取正觉。
The next vow, the 13th vow of Amitabha Buddha, is called the vows of infinite lifespan. If when I attain Buddhahood, my lifespan should be limited even to the extent of 100,000 coitus niyatas of kalpas, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，所以大家想一想，为什么阿弥陀佛要发愿一个寿命无量？在极乐世界是阿弥陀佛是无量寿，去到那里的人是什么寿？也是无量寿哈。
So, can you think about why Amitabha Buddha have this vow, the vow of infinite lifespan? Because for Amitabha Buddha himself, his lifespan is infinite. But not only his lifespan is infinite, he also makes all people that are reborn in his Pure Land have infinite lifespan.
你们想不想无量寿？
Do you want to have, an infinite lifespan?
想要的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you want to have infinite lifespan.
好，好，就两个哈。
Only
two. 其他人是怎样？三个。
Or three.
大家应该很喜欢无量寿啊，不然怎么都喜欢消灾延寿药师佛。
I think most people want to have a life, long lifespan or infinite lifespan because when we have the Medicine Buddha ceremony, a lot of people chant, pray for longevity.
我想其他人可能是这样想的，无量寿寿命很长，对不对？那要看生在哪里啊。
I think some people might think, yes, infinite lifespan, but it really depends on where I was born.
就像我们现身人间，如果我们年纪可以活得很大，可是我们的生活品质或心灵品质不好的时候，你会希望无量寿吗？
It's just like now we are born as human beings, but if the even though we have the infinite lifespan, if our life qualities or our mind qualities are not good, would you still want to have infinite lifespan?
所以说这个寿命要看在怎样环境，地狱道的众生寿命长不长？长，但是很怎样，很苦诶。所以但极乐世界不一样，极乐世界是怎么样，只有快乐没有痛苦的地方。
So it really depends on where you've been born, because for example the hellish beings, they do enjoy infinite, long, long lifespan, but they are not happy because they are in sufferings. So even though they have long lifespan, they could not enjoy that. But in the pure land of bliss world, there are only enjoyment. There are no sufferings in the pure land. So in that place, infinite lifespan is good.
好，大家想想，这一辈子成为人，请问诸位几岁开始学佛？
So, I would like to ask you to think about it. In this lifetime, you were born as a human being. When do you start, at what age, did you start to, practice Buddha Dhamma?
要不要？几岁？我说我们说我们自己，这是说我们自己。诸位菩萨，你们几岁开始来学佛修行？
So at what age did you come to study Buddha Dhamma?
几岁？有人四十几岁，最早的最年轻几岁？
第一次去寺庙。
没有，要真的懂得听闻佛法。真的来修行，那你觉得几岁？
二十岁
已经很棒了，对不对？对我们来讲很棒了，对不对？好，二十岁，那有没有持续修行？没有，你看就断掉了，对不对？ 知道修行了，对不对？但是我们好不容易，你看，一辈子如果20岁来学佛，前面20年是怎样？空白的呢。然后20岁开始又断断续续，对不对？那如果用功又没用功好，然后很快又怎么样？这一辈子就什么过了呢？那下一辈子呢？下一辈子怎么样？又重来，是不是？下一辈子你不可能一出生就会来寺院，你会讲话，那除非你是什么大善根器，特殊小时候会接起来，除非就像藏传有一些什么，活佛或法王，他很小的时候就有人开始怎么样给他佛法熏习，从小，那你说对我们一般凡夫有没有这个机会？下一辈子又从前面空白，又从什么？好啦，又从20岁开始，是不是？我们生生世世就是这样，什么？好不容易开始断了，然后就遇到什么死亡嘛，又从下一生接，是不是分段生死在间断接？那是有接上呢，诸位菩萨，也有可能没接上呢，是不是？是要确保学佛有接上，还是分段接上？那所以这个寿，为什么寿命无量这件事，阿弥陀佛为什么发这个愿？他就是，我就一路让你怎么样，一棒走到成佛，我不要中间什么，断了又接，又有时候接不到，大家赛跑有跑过接力赛吗？最怕什么？最怕棒子丢了，对不对？下一个人接不上，那是我们自己啦，下一个人还是我们的因缘，如果我们自己又没接上，就是这样，就是会拖很久，断断续续嘛，不能确保。可是这个阿弥陀佛愿就希望我们怎么样，很稳当的，你只要来这边就是因为无量寿嘛，又是这么好的环境，绝对成就佛道。所以这就是阿弥陀佛的愿。那我们如果知道这个好处，我们就知道什么？我们去极乐世界，我们也是这样啊，就这样来修行。
So I asked, at what age you start to practice Buddha Dhamma? I mean, really understand Buddha Dhamma and serious practice. So some people answered in their 40s, and some people answered in their 20s. So it is really considered very good if you already started to have serious practice in your 20s. But still, do you continue the serious practice after you encounter Buddha Dhamma, or do you just practice some days and then off some days? So you can see our life can go by very quickly in this way. So before you have a chance to encounter Buddha Dhamma, those 20 years are just like blank from the perspectives of practicing Dhamma. And then once you encounter Buddha Dhamma, you may not have the perseverance to continue and really carry on. And then quickly your life goes by. And then you move to the next lifetime. And in the next lifetime, the same thing repeat again. In the first 20 years, you may not be able to encounter Dhamma at all. Unless you're returners or great practitioners, then you may be born in the very favorable conditions that will help you to get to know Dhamma at a very young age, which is very rare. So in sectional, when we go through the sectional birth and death, there are always some risks and that we are not able to reconnect with our previous practice in our previous lifetimes again. It's just like in a relay race, we always worry about drop the practice. So here, in the Pure Land of Bliss world, you can really enjoy the infinite lifespan and really carry over your practice without a stop. No need to worry about the section of birth and death, and be able to practice non-stop and continuously. So now you can really see the benefit of having an infinite lifespan in the Pure Land.
所以呢，这也代表阿弥陀佛的慈悲，他希望怎么样？住世久一点，永远的什么慈悲救度众生，所以他寿命无量。但是大家知道，这个寿命无量也是指有限的无量，因为是应化身，就像释迦牟尼佛应化身多少年？80年嘛。那他这个虽然是无量寿，也是怎么样？也是很长的寿命的有限，他也会怎么样？也会有什么入灭的时候，好、哦。但是够我们修行成佛，就是他的愿是希望我们能够好好修行。
So this the vow of infinite lifespan is really based on Amitabha Buddha's compassion because he wants us to be able to practice long until we reach Buddhahood. So even though here it says infinite lifespan, there is still an end to it because eventually, because this is just the response body of Amitabha Buddha, there will be end and he will enter into Nirvana.But still, the lifespan is so long to the point of infinite, it will enable us to attain Buddhahood.
好，那第十四愿是声闻无数愿，设我得佛，国中声闻有能计量，乃至三千大千世界，众生缘觉于百千劫，悉共计较，知其数者，不取正觉。
The next vow, the 14th vow of Abhinna Buddha, is the vows of having unlimited Shravakas. If when I attain Buddhahood, the number of the Shravakas in my land could be known, even if all the beings and Pratikada Buddhas living in this universe of 1,000,000,000 worlds should count them during 100,000 kalpas, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，在极乐世界呢，怎么样？声闻无数，菩萨也无数。好，那虽然有些是什么声闻根器的，但他去到极，他有发菩提心，去到极乐世界，自然能够什么回小向大，成就佛道。哈，所以大家可以知道，这个愿呢，就是这么多的菩萨，这么多的声闻。都在极乐世界，那有没有很多人往生？有没有？在极乐世界的声闻无量无数，菩萨众也无量无数，这些人哪里来的？哪里来的？发愿往生的啊，是不是？发愿往生去的嘛，所以这么多菩萨声闻都要去，那我们要不要去？啊，当然要去啊，哈。
So here it mentions there are incountable Shravakas in the Pure Land. And we know that Shravakas, they have their own karmic affinities with the Shravakas practice. But once they are reborn in the Pure Land, they will eventually earn and dedicate the merits to become a Bodhisattva. So they will eventually turn around to become Bodhisattvas.So here you can see there are innumerable Shravakas and Bodhisattvas in the Pure Land. And where do they come from? Of course, they are practitioners who made their vows and to be reborn in the Pure Land. So they were showed up in the Pure Land as incountable sentient beings. So even they want to go there, do we all want to go there? Yes.
好，那我们再看下一个愿哦。第十五个愿是人天长寿愿，设我得佛，国中人天寿命无能限量，除其本愿修短自在，若不尔者，不取正觉。
The next vow, the 15th vow of Amitabha Buddha, the vow of having humans and devas in my land enjoying infinite lifespans. IfWhen I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should have limited lifespans, except when they wish to shorten them in accordance with their own original vows. May I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，大家看到这个愿刚刚是什么愿？ 之前讲无量寿，对不对？这边又一个，有没有选择？在极乐世界寿命还有没有另外的选择？这里有没有讲？除其本愿，修短自在，修就是长的意思，长短自在。就是万一我们去到极乐世界，还有两种选择。极乐世界的寿命长短可以自己选择的。一种呢，就是我就是在那里怎么样，一直修学直到一生补处。一生补处就是下一生就要成佛了，因为自己要去成就另外一个佛土了，要成佛了一定有自己的佛土，所以就是一直修学到一生补处这个选择。那另外一个选择就像这个愿，那你也可以你的本愿，有些人就觉得说，有些人大悲心比较重，他就怎么样，我没有要修到什么一生补处，我只要证到什么无生法忍，我就赶快回来度众生，就是悲心比较重的可以随自己的愿很快的回到什么娑婆世界度众生。所以在极乐世界的寿命可以有两种选择。
So here, you can see that, connecting to the, relating to previous vows of infinite lifespan, here mentions the practitioners in the Pure Land actually can have a choice about, their own lifespan. They can enjoy unlimited lifespan if they choose to, but they can also choose to, shorten, the lifespan, in accordance to their own vows. For example, if they have, a sincere, compassionate mindset. And once they reach the endurance of non-arising of Dharma, that stage, they choose to return to the Saha world to develop more sentient beings. That's their own choice, and they can choose to do that. And for others, they can also continue to practice and stay in the Pure Land until they reach the stage of becoming Buddha in the next lifetime. So they can also choose that route. So there are choices in the Pure Land in terms of lifespan.
好，比如大家知道行安大师吗？是念佛的一个大师哈，他的悲心很重。哦，在他临命终时，那个弟子都在旁边怎么样哭泣啊，礼拜。那这个行安大师就说，大众切莫哭泣，我去去就来，生死事大，各宜静心，清净那个静，各宜静心，念佛可也。所以像这样悲心重的啊大师，他去极乐世界就会怎么样，很快就回来了。
For example, have you heard of Master Xing An? Master Xing An also practiced of the chanting method. And when he was about to pass away, his disciples and followers were all weeping and crying. And Master Xing An comforted them, saying, "Don't worry, I will come back shortly. The matter of life and death is great, is a grand matter. You should practice chanting Buddha's name." So masters like Master Xing An, who have a great compassionate mindset, they usually will come back quickly.
所以我们知道，这个寿命长短取决于这个发愿，其实都是希望帮助众生修行。因为我们有些时候要度的众生呢，比如像月面佛哈，月亮的脸那个面，面容的面，月亮的月，月面佛呢，他的寿命就是很短的，他寿命一天一夜而已。为什么呢？因为有些众生就会是看到哦，佛快要什么，快要走了，我要赶快什么修行啊，成就佛道啊，那这种佛就会示现什么寿命很短。那有一种就像日面佛，太阳那个日面佛，他的寿命就1800岁， 因为有些众生都希望永远有什么有佛可以靠啊，就是慢慢学习慢慢寻修到成佛，所以不同佛会看众生的根器选择什么寿命长短来帮助众生修行。
So the so the span of lifespan, so the lifespan really depends on each practitioner's their own vows, because ultimately their vows is to help all sentient beings as they see suited. For example, there's a Buddha called the Buddha with moon-like face. His lifespan is very short. It's only one day and one night. And why is that? Because some sentient beings really need to feel the urgency to practice. Once they see that, oh, the Buddha will not last long. It's only one day. Lifespan is only one day and one night. They will practice diligently. It will urge them to practice diligently. On the contrary, there's also a Buddha called the Buddha with the sun-like face. His lifespan is long. It lasts for 1,800 years because in his vows, he wants to help people who need a long time to practice. They need to feel the hand-holding of Buddha and walk with them for a long time. So each Buddha and Bodhisattva's lifespan, it really corresponds to the needs of sentient beings.
好，那第十六的大愿是无诸不善愿，设我得佛，国中人天乃至文有不善名者，不取正觉。
The next vow, the sixteenth vow of Amitabha Buddha is the vow of not hearing of any wrongdoings. If one attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should even hear of any wrongdoings, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
在无量寿经就有讲，彼佛国中无为自然，皆机众善，无毛法之恶。那在《阿弥陀经》也讲，彼佛国土无三恶道，尚无恶道之名。所以在极乐世界能不能听到恶的语言文字，看到都没办法，这阿弥陀佛的愿。为什么要发这样的愿？看我们常常听到什么，我们为什么要禁止小孩看什么书刊？什么原因？不良书刊为什么？为什么要挑选？会怎么样？会学坏嘛？是不是？因为我们的思想会受到语言文字的影响，是不是这样？所以我们看了恶的这个宣传文字或者书报杂志书籍，我们就会怎么样灌输我们的什么，有机会如果选择不恰当就会灌输我们什么邪恶的思想，不正确的思想，然后不正确的思想就会去做什么不正确的事嘛，所以会造恶业得苦报嘛。所以阿弥陀佛发这个愿，在我的环境里通通被筛选过，没有任何不良的讯息可以进来，怎么听都是什么正向的修行有关的，所以就怎么样帮助我们修行，所以在极乐世界都听不到恶人恶事恶名，都没有，只有清净快乐的法音，听闻佛法，念佛念法念声，这些声音都听不到其他的，所以是不是环境想得很周到，怎么熏都让你熏最好的。
So it is also mentioned in the Infinite Lifespan Sutra that in the Pure Land of Amitabha Buddha, there's no evil paths, there are no harsh words or unwholesome words at all. And why is that? If we think about it, for example, when we have children, when we have kids, we try to protect them from reading certain books or absorb certain bad information that will give them the wrong influence, and which will lead to they commit the wrongdoings and harvest the bad results. In the same way that in the Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land, all information provided, the environment created by the Amitabha Buddha is pure, is joyful, is wholesome, is good. So practitioners will have this wonderful environment to practice, and which will protect them from those unwholesome information that will lead to trouble.
所以对我们来讲，我们现在的修行，我们也要常常怎么样？诵经啊，听闻佛法来修行，就会让我们创造这样的环境，就会闻到的是什么？是善名啊，不是恶名，那就会改变我们的思想和行为。所以就是多修行，就能创造这样的环境。
So in the same way, when we practice in our own environment, we should try to recite sutras, often come here, attend the Dharma talks, so that in this way we create a favorable environment, a good environment to influence our mind and our actions.
好，再来讲第十七大愿，是诸佛称扬愿。设我得佛，十方世界无量诸佛，不惜之皆称我名者，不取正觉。
The next vow, the 17th vow of Amitabha Buddha is the vow of having all Buddhas praise my name. If when I attain Buddhahood, innumerable Buddhas in the land of the 10 quarters should not all praise and glorify my name, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，这个愿也非常重要，这也是列入善导大师的48愿里的五个核心大愿之一。这个就是说，我们今天可以听到阿弥陀佛的名号，或者听到无量寿经这些净土法门的经典，主要是阿弥陀佛发了这个愿，因为他希望怎么样，十方世界的佛都什么称赞他的名号。那我们这个世界谁称赞？谁介绍？释迦牟尼佛有介绍吗？但是其实不止啦，大家有没有诵阿弥陀经？阿弥陀经有多少人介绍？最后有写 几方佛哈、啊？几方佛介绍六方佛哈，称赞这个阿弥陀佛的法门跟名号哈，所以《阿弥陀经》有一个名字叫做什么？称赞不可思议功德，一切诸佛所护念经，有没有印象？
So this vow is very important, is a very important vow. It is listed as one of the 5 core vows of the 48 vows of Amitabha Buddha by Master Shen Dao. One of the important reasons that we can still hear Amitabha Buddha's name and encounter the sutra is because of this vow of Amitabha Buddha. He vowed that make all Buddhas in the land of 10 quarters praise and introduce his name and his sutra to sentient beings. So, for example, Shakyamuni Buddha, of course, introduces and praises Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land. So we have the chance to get to know this Pure Land. But not only Shakyamuni Buddha, actually, in the sutra it also mentioned the Buddhas in 6 directions all introduce and praise Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land. So there's another name for the sutra, which is called the praise of inconceivable, the praise by all Buddhas of this inconceivable sutras.
好，所以当然在玄奘大师翻译的 阿弥陀经里头，它是十方诸佛都什么称扬。好，那我们知道这个十方诸佛怎么样称赞阿弥陀佛之外呢，十方诸佛也称赞什么念佛的人。因为刚刚有讲了，念佛的人会得到多少佛护念啊？哈，刚有念对不对？一切诸佛所护念经，就是我们只要念佛的人一定得到一切诸佛的护念，一定能够证得什么佛道、哦、这个是他这个法门这么殊胜。
So, in Master Xuanzang's translation, not only the six quarters of Buddha, actually the ten quarters of Buddha's, will praise and introduce us, Amitabha Buddha's Pure Land and this method. Not only just that, also, all Buddhas will protect and praise, practitioners who practice this method. And also want to be reborn in the Pure Land. So we know this Dharma method is very, very special, very, is very helpful.
这也表示说呢，念佛法门呢广大无边，就是念佛法门刚有提到，它是三根不备，不需要检择是什么根器的。那所以呢？这样十方诸佛都会怎么样普遍流通，因为会让更多的众生获益，所以他表示这个法门非常广大。
Because this, this method can cater to all people with all karmic roots, so it applies to a lot of sentient beings according to their conditions. That's why all Buddhas would like to introduce and praise this method.
所以善导大师有讲，念佛这个方法呢，但使什么信心求愿哈，就是愿生上进一行，就是可以一辈子念佛，甚至于下至十生一生等，就是念佛名号各个不同嘛哈，但是以佛愿力。
So Master Shandao said, using this method, practicing this method, if you practice, as long as you give right to the faith of this method, you could chant the Buddha's name, practice all throughout your life. Or if you can just chant 10 times, or even just the one time of Buddha's name,relying on Amitabha Buddha's vows in the power of Amitabha Buddha, you can be reborn in the Pure Land.
好，也表示这个法门呢，不刚是广大无边，现在是讲念佛法门是特别的深妙。
So, and from that you can see this method is not just have broad application to all sentient beings as an unlimited.Rich, but also it is very special and wondrous.
所以在《阿弥陀经》，大家知道，《阿弥陀经》是一般经典都有有人帮忙问，对不对？问佛陀，那《阿弥陀经》有没有人帮忙问？没有哈，他是怎么样？没有问，自己把它说出来，对不对？然后整个过程，舍利佛尊者，舍利佛什么第一？智慧第一，连回答的机会都没有办法，所以它是很深妙的法门。
So we all know that among all sutras preached by Shakyamuni Buddha, it's all asked by people, asked the Buddha to expound on the sutra, and then the Buddha give the teaching. Except for Amitabha Buddha, Amitabha Sutra, because Shakyamuni Buddha expound on this sutra himself without being asked.So, Shariputra, wisdom first, considered wisdom first, didn't even have a chance to say anything.
好，所以呢，这个偶益大师就说这个净土法门呢，菩萨没有资格流通。好，菩萨没有资格，因为很深妙。主要是说，菩萨 还没有整个成就佛道，所以是佛，佛已经成佛了，他有资格怎么样来流通，所以是十方诸佛或者刚刚讲六方诸佛共同弘扬，这种是在经典里面是非常少有的，所以念佛法门广大无边，而且是什么特别深妙，所以是由诸佛来流通。
So Master O.E. commented that Amitabha Buddha's method is very broad, special, very profound and wondrous. Because of these qualities, because of these reasons, it is not circulated by bodhisattvas. Even great bodhisattvas, they don't have the quality to circulate this. It is circulated by Buddhas. So you can see this is very rare and it's very precious.
好，所以阿弥陀佛是不是像我们哈、哦、喜欢都要人家为不是像我们一般人为了什么得到赞美而希望别人什么称赞他的名字，而是他希望透过这样的称赞，菩萨就会哎我们众生有机会听闻到他的佛号然后得度，是因为为了利益众生才怎么样把这个法门怎么样普遍流通，这是阿弥陀佛对众生慈悲的愿。
So here we can see Amitabha Buddha made this vow of having all Buddhas praise his name. It's not because he wants to feel superior, feel good about himself. This is really for the benefit of all sentient beings that he wanted that all Buddhas can help promote and circulate this sutra so sentient beings will have a chance to practice this wonderful method.
好，那我们现在讲了17个大愿，所以每一愿都可以感受到阿弥陀佛的慈悲，所以呢我们要常常想到什么多念，师父常常讲平常多念佛少念什么少念儿孙，师父常讲多念佛少念儿孙，就是我们多跟阿弥陀佛的什么慈悲智慧相应，然后把我们转我们凡夫的心变谁的心，变佛的心。
So up to now we've covered 17 vows of Amitabha Buddha. In each vow you can feel the great compassion of Amitabha Buddha. So just like Master Shen Yan advised us that we should chant more often of Amitabha Buddha's name and less with vexations or your grandchildren's. So we can turn our mindset of sentient beings into a practitioner's mind.
好，我们是不是最后我们一起称念三声佛号南无阿弥陀佛好吗？
So let's together chant Amitabha Buddha's name 3 times sincerely.
南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。好，愿十方法界众生皆得阿弥陀佛的慈悲光明照耀，离苦得乐。
So may all qualities of sentient beings will embraced in the light of Amitabha Buddha and get liberated and departure from sufferings.